Hey, before we get into today's episode, I just wanted to let you know that I had a bit of a brainwave this weekend, and I want to give you the opportunity to race. So I am giving away an entry into an Ironman 70.3 race. So a half Ironman race anywhere in the world, I will pay for you to race. If you want to find out more about it, all you have to do is head over to theKonaEdge.com/win. Or if you are in the US, just text the word Ironman to 44222. That's 44222, the word Ironman, and I'll send you the link that you can check it out. So that's theKonaEdge.com/win.
Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Welcome on to this edition of the Kona Edge, and I am Brad Brown. It's good to have you with us. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm going to start out with an iTunes review. I asked last week or so about the length of the podcast and what you thought about the length of this one in particular, the short ones, the long ones, what do you prefer? And I've had some great feedback, to be honest, and a lot of people saying they like the variety, the shorter ones and the longer ones. But the iTunes review that we are sharing today goes into exactly that. It's from Wally Kelly in the United States, saying, excellent content in a very digestible format. There's a lot of great podcasts, but I don't have time for most of them. The Kona Edge gets to the point quickly so that I can learn to be a better triathlete from the best in the sport. Wally Kelly, that's exactly what I'm trying to do. So thanks for leaving your iTunes review. If you haven't left one yet, please do. You can win as well. Up for grabs and entry into an Ironman. Just head over to theKonaEdge.com/win to find out more. This is the Coach's Corner, and it's time to chat some coaching. If you need some help to get faster, or if you want to get stronger, we've got access to a network of triathlon coaches around the globe that are more than willing to help you out. All you have to do is head over to theKonaEdge.com/coaching. If you own a coaching business, or if you're a coach yourself and you'd like to get a bit of airtime here on the podcast, all you have to do is head over to that same URL, scroll down to the bottom. All the details are there. It's theKonaEdge.com/coaching. It's running o'clock. Yep, we head back to Cairns to touch base with Damon Code. Damon, welcome back. And you're a pretty decent runner by just looking at your splits. I mean, Ironman Kona in 2016, 3:13 run. You were in the sort of top three in the top 10 of your age group run split wise, which is pretty impressive on the Big Island. It is, I reckon, your strongest of the three disciplines. Would you agree?
Yeah. I think. It's obvious that that's the one that I'm strongest in, and I wouldn't say I enjoy it the most, but certainly seems to be the one where I excel. Yes.
What's the secret to running well off the bike?
Not telling. No, it's a secret. I don't know if there is a secret, Brad. I think that for me, running well off the bike is obviously having a good bike leg, which means not riding too hard. I think it's obvious, it's a straightforward equation, but you know, I've always kept with me that advice. There's no such thing as a good ride and a bad run leg. I think that's very true. So I see those two legs really is one, essentially. But in trying to run fast off the bike, I don't know. I just think that I've always been a runner. Having good efficiency in your technique really does help in terms of the way you run. That includes things like your cadence, how you strike the ground, how you use your arms, your core, your mind, everything, your neck, you know, it's all your sighting. I think all those little things come into play, and if you can focus your mind on doing these diagnostic checks throughout the run, you just don't really feel the underlying pain that tries to creep into your mind and just keeps your mind busy. And before you know it, you're into a steady rhythm. And once you've found your rhythm and stick to your plan, keep your nutrition up, hydration, all of that, I think you can't really do much more than that, Brad.
Are you a high volume type of guy, or are you more into the sort of lower volume, high intensity sort of training?
No, I'm on the latter there, Brad. I'd have to say I don't think I've ever really run my long runs on a weekly schedule. Might be the longest would be 20 kilometres. Yeah, maybe 1.5 to 2 hours at the most. The reason for that is I think I'm a pretty light frame guy. I've always run. I know I can run that far. I know I have the endurance. I like to be able to run in my natural gait, which is at a certain speed. I don't like to run at a slow speed. Just injury wise, I do tend to run a little bit faster, but over a shorter distance, like about 20 kilometers. And otherwise, I'll just do maybe 2 hours on the trails, just through mountain trails. So, and then I might do some short speed stuff throughout the week that's no more than 5 to 8 kilometers each session.
Interesting. Your favorite run workout, what do you absolutely love?
Oh yeah, just anything on in the outdoors and in the trails, Brad. We've got some great challenging trails here that start pretty close to where I live in town. So that maybe some beach or deep sand running, all these things to just I guess always maintain my parts, tendons, ligaments, muscles, all the small muscles that go towards balancing the bigger muscles. And, there's no monotony in running. I think there's a lot to gain from it as long as you do it sensibly and don't overdo it. But, yeah, that's probably my favourite workout is anything on trails.
Awesome. And you mentioned the mental diagnostics during the race and the sort of checklist. Talk to me a little bit about that process and why you do it, how you do it, and what it does for you.
Yeah. I think it does a lot. First of all, mechanically, it keeps you in check for an efficient running style. I always start with making sure that I'm running high on the balls of my feet or my toes and as much as I can. And that's my first and foremost priority, I drive with my knees and my elbows, that my cadence is not too slow, my steps are not too long, and that my shoulders are relaxed, my upper body's relaxed, I'm leaning from the ankles, I'm not too tensed up. And then I just play little games, with objects on the road to otherwise keep my mind busy. Yeah, just small targets every 100 or 200 meters.
Awesome. I love that. Damien, thank you so much for your time once again here on the Cone Edge. Much appreciated. Look forward to chatting a little bit about your nutrition next time out. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you, Brad. Cheers.
And that's it for another edition of the Kona Edge. Thanks for listening. It's brilliant. Yeah, the numbers are growing really nicely. Thanks for sharing them. If you do share them with your training mates and your club mates, it is hugely, hugely appreciated. Something else that's massively appreciated too is all our patrons. And if you haven't considered becoming a patron of the Kona Edge and you'd like to help support what we're doing here on the podcast, all you have to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/support. You can get all the details there. We've got some exclusive patron-only content and our next surprise interviews coming up. So go check that out. That's thekonaedge.com/support.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Kona Edge. Run like the wind. Our next free online running seminar is happening soon. Sign up now on theKonaEdge.com/running seminar.